His dreamy thoughts were interrupted by an even bigger cheer as the commentator had just made some kind of announcement. His nasal twang now repeated it.
"Yes, guys, you heard me. We asked for a volunteer to come and take the pitch to take first swing, continuing our tradition of giving everyone a chance to shine. The catch, see what I did there, is that it will be our star pitcher hurdling the ball towards you. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Adam Gibson!"
There were more good-natured laughs and cheers as Adam smiled and gave a mock bow to the crowd. Theo couldn't think of anything worse. Some poor sucker having to stand in front of a fickle crowd and make a spectacle of himself. Still, he supposed there were lots who would welcome the challenge, as was evident by the amount of kids jumping up and nominating themselves. The commentator's eyes roved over the stand, taking his time to pick someone. Taking a lot longer than he should, as the shouts and cheers started to lose steam.
"Here!"
Mel, who'd been sitting motionless up to that point, jumped up next to Theo, giving him the fright of his life. He looked up at her and she was pointing. At him.
"What?"
Theo's voice was weak. He was dumbstruck. What was she doing?
"Yeah,"
drunk Kevin confirmed, catching on and now also jumping up and down, pointing at Theo. Theo desperately tried to get Mel's attention, but she was actively and positively avoiding him, jumping up and down herself like a lunatic, yelling, "Here!" and pointing at Theo. The group had now all taken up arms and were making a big racket, the sole purpose of which was to nominate Theo to swing a fucking bat. They were enjoying themselves. Predictably, the commentator turned his attention onto Theo. The man's eyes narrowed as if aware of the play and his role in it. Theo was trapped. It would be a long run from here to get away from everyone's sight, and there were some things in high school you can't live down, that being one of them. He wasn't sweating anymore. He was now cold from the realization that he had no choice. He would have to do it. Theo tried to tell himself it was just swinging a bat, no big deal. Yeah, he was most likely to miss completely, but it was safe to say that everyone here would expect that. No major harm done. No, if there was any harm done, it was inflicted by the girl next to him. Mel, once she'd seen that the commentator set his sights on Theo, sat down and went quiet again, still avoiding Theo's eyes. Her mission accomplished.
"Ladies and gentlemen, it appears we have a contender."
Theo, against his better judgment, raised himself out of his seat. Mel leaned in quickly, and he would always remember afterwards how good she smelled as she whispered, "Go on, it will be electrifying." There were huge cheers from the crowd that became a roar of approval as Theo was forcibly ejected from the group by a shove from Kevin towards the open pitch. Theo glanced back at Mel one more time, and this time she did look at him. What he saw in her face was hatred, no denying that. Sadness, too, but mostly hatred. For Theo. Just for him. He slowly walked to the middle of the pitch. In reality, just a fat shuffle in his oversized outside gear. Adam came out to meet him, handing him a pair of protective glasses, concern all over his face. "Are you mad?" he whispered in harsh tones. "I have to pitch properly. It's tradition." "It doesn't matter," Theo lied. Apart from feeling as if his life was destroyed, it didn't really matter. He thought things could be different. He was mistaken. Adam sighed and guided him towards where Theo had to stand. Some kids took position with their cameras. Great. The commentator came over to hand him the little bat. He took it with trembling hands, wondering what the chances were he could hit the ball by accident. This would be a moment that defined his pathetic school life, all because he dared to mix with a crowd he wasn't good enough for. He waited for the commentator to leave and give him space, but he didn't. Hell no, it was going to get a lot worse.
"Here's our hero," he announced,
a roar from the crowd approving Theo as a spectacle.
"Well, what's your name, son?"
the man asked, thrusting the microphone in front of Theo's face, nearly banging his teeth in. Theo looked out at them, his glasses protecting him from harmful rays, but not from abject humiliation.
"Theo," he croaked into the microphone.
"Theo, my friend?"
The slimy commentator, a salesman in disguise, paused and smiled at the crowd. A smile that said, "We are all just here to enjoy ourselves, no harm done."
"Are we going to see something amazing from you? Are you worthy of this great honor?"
Theo swallowed hard.
There certainly was a wrong answer to this question.
"Yes."
The crowd roared their approval.